Well now, this Sunday, we find ourselves in a sort of a mid-space, a kind of middle ground between two special events. Just last Thursday, our church celebrated the Feast of the Ascension, when Christ was carried up into heaven after appearing to his followers during the previous 40 days, marking the end of his post-resurrection appearances. Then, next Sunday, the day of Pentecost, which marks the coming of the Holy Spirit on the apostles and the followers of Jesus. It would be our human nature to just want to move ahead through this in-between time and get on with what comes next, to think of this current time as maybe just sort of a preparation for Pentecost. But that would be a mistake. It would be far better for us to use this time for reflection and to seek some personal depth. This is the invitation that is found in any in-between time. If you have ever stood at a moment in time looking forward to an unknown future and found yourself to be a little anxious or intimidated during that in-between time, you have experienced what a psychologist would call liminal space. Franciscan priest and author Richard Rohr defines liminal space as a place a person is in during a transitional period. It is a gap and can be physical, emotional, or even metaphorical. He has written, "It is when you have left what is known, the tried and true, but have not yet been able to replace it with anything else. It is when you are between your old comfort zone and any new possible answer." Uncertainty can be very uncomfortable, a difficult thing to live with. But it is in this in-between time that invites us to find real meaning and to hold the anxiety and fears of the future at bay and embrace the moment. Today's gospel text can be a confusing one for us, but if we pause to consider this text to be a sort of a struggle in the space between or a liminal time, this passage might begin to make a little more sense. Jesus seems to be looking back at his time with the disciples and his work in the world, while at the same time looking forward to his reunification with the Father in heaven. You and I, we live in the here and now, and the not yet of our experience in God's kingdom, a liminal time. At the end of today's passage, Jesus spoke about the need to be sanctified or set apart. It is in the already and not yet that Jesus has asked for us to be set apart for God's work in the world, just as he has already set himself apart. In today's gospel, when praying to God about his followers, Jesus said, "They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth, just as your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they may be sanctified in the truth." Then as now, we are called to set ourselves apart for God's purposes in the world, for our liminal time, if you will. It's here and now, and not yet in God's kingdom. As you can already note by the cover of today's bulletin, this date has been set aside for a special reason. And I guess I would feel remiss if I didn't address it. While the origins of Mother's Day are a little cloudy, I want to try and reassure you that it is not just some creation of Hallmark cards to boost their sales, as some may suspect. The holiday could be traced as far back as ancient Greece and Rome, where festivals were held annually in honor of motherhood. But Mother's Day, as we recognize it, originated back in the 19th century, in the years just prior to the American Civil War. A lady named Anne Reeves Jarvis from West Virginia was actually central in organizing a Mother's Day work club to teach local women the proper care of young children. The idea spread, and she later worked to have that Mother's Day date in May recognized as an official holiday. In 1914, that actually came to pass. But it should also be noted that she later denounced the holiday's commercialism and spent her remaining years trying to have the holiday removed from the official calendar. But the date has remained, and commercialism is certainly with us. But as it is with so many other holidays, few can resist purchases of Halloween or Easter candy. And what about all those Christmas decorations? So, please celebrate Mother's Day as you feel appropriate. But I would also like to caution that this is not necessarily an event that everyone you might know feel that they can actually celebrate. There may be some among us who never really got to know their mothers very well because they passed away at an early age or they were separated for some other reason. Others may have lived with mothers who are unable to live into that nurturing, supporting role that we typically associate with motherhood. As for me, my own mother died many years ago, and I guess I was among the lucky ones, for I was never doubtful that she loved me, supported me, and gave beyond her means for my benefit. So, happy Mother's Day, Mom.